I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. President Obama's surge of troops into Afghanistan is in full swing. The momentum of operations is up, but so are casualties among U.S. and other international forces. The BBC's Martin Patience is in Kabul. Martin, where are the U.S. and allied forces suffering the most casualties?
Well, there's now almost 70,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They're focusing their efforts in the south and the east of the country, where the insurgency is at its strongest. Now, the vast majority of casualties are happening in those areas, and they're happening because of improvised explosive devices. Now, they're essentially roadside bombs. They're very difficult to defend against, and the big issue is that there's so many of them out there. I was just down in Helmand province on an embed with British forces, and I went out on patrol, and in the space of that patrol, a six-hour patrol, two IEDs were found. So the real threat to American, British and other coalition soldiers is these IEDs.
Now, are the Taliban suffering casualties at the same sort of rates as well?
Well, it's very difficult to know because the coalition forces here don't take body counts on the Taliban. And one of the reasons for that is their focus now under General Stanley McChrystal, who's been in the country for a couple of months, is protecting the Afghan civilian population from Taliban insurgents. Now, the argument goes in the past that the more Taliban insurgents that are killed during fighting, then the better. But I think there's a realization that you can kill the Taliban, but the problem doesn't go away because they've got training camps in Pakistan. The best way to win this battle in many ways is to try and win the trust, the hearts and minds of the Afghan people so that they choose the Afghan government, which is backed by the international community, over the insurgent movement. But I was just speaking to a British commander a couple of hours ago, and he said in Helmand that dozens of Taliban fighters had been killed in recent operations, both the British operation and the American operation in the south of the country.
And McChrystal's notion that this is primarily a battle for hearts and minds, as you say, is there any way at this point yet to gauge whether that's having any effect, what Afghans think, or if there's any shift in sentiment about what the U.S. is doing?
I think it's very difficult because he's only been in the country since May. I think people are waiting, particularly till after the summer, to pass judgments. But certainly his approach, putting Afghans at the heart of the campaign, Afghan civilians, I think is warmly welcomed here by the Afghan government. There's been real criticism of the American military for using airstrikes because they have resulted in mass civilian casualties. So what the Afghan government wants is greater cooperation between the American and the Afghan military to try and minimize these civilian casualties. Because when you're fighting any counterinsurgency campaign, when civilians end up killed, it's completely counterproductive. Forget the tragedy aside, it's completely counterproductive to the whole mission. Because if you're trying to win the hearts and minds of the people and you kill civilians in a village, then often that whole village turns against you, if not the district, and it just makes your job all that much harder.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul, thank you so much.
Thank you.